Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it down, Ty. I'm from a little town up 55 called Canton, Mississippi. And every year on the 4th of July, we sang down on the square. And you know, on the same street that I used to stand and beg and shoot hooky from school, and people called me bum, said I would never amount to anything. And every year when we sang that, my mind began to roam when I stand on the stage. Think about all the guys that I ran with. Some is in prison, some is cocaine addicts, some is alcoholics. What I'm trying to tell you, I looked down the line and I wondered sometimes how I'd through the storm and the rain. Then I looked down the line and I wondered sometimes how I made it through heartache and pain. You know what? Just a child in the streets, no college and no degree. But look at me, y'all. Yeah. Miss Albertina, walk for y'all. Yeah.
I look down the line, oh, and I wonder sometimes how I made it. Thank you, D. Thank you. Oh, Lord, through the storm and rain, I made it. I say, I look. Sometimes I wonder how I made it, Lord Jesus.
Just a child walking the streets. I didn't go to college, didn't have no degree. But Miss Walker, I made it. I'm gonna stay with you.
He healed my body.
Nothing.
He healed my body.
Nothing.
Right now.
Good morning, good morning. What a song. What a song to start your day off. Just reminding yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I had to step out of the car for this song because I was reminded that I made it through everything that I've been through in my life. I made it, and I made it because Jesus, the Holy Spirit that resides in me, my Father who art in heaven, when I call on him, he's there. And I just want to tell somebody this morning to remind yourself how you made it and why you made it. But you need to speak the words out of your mouth. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. Hallelujah, Lord. I made it. I made it. Glory to your name. And I just want to tell everybody to shout it out to the mountaintop. It does not matter where you're at geographically. I always say it. We are in his presence. So that places us on one accord in the spirit. In the spirit. So this morning, no matter where you at, take a second to tell God I made it and thank him and praise his holy name for carrying you through everything that you have went through. And guess what? The best is yet to come because you're holding on to his unchanging hand. The Holy Spirit is abiding inside of you. So if there is no option but to move forward. There is no option but to keep going. It's not looking back, but to keep going. That today, as the thing is, I made it. I made it. I've won. I'm still moving. I'm still going. But I made it. I made it, Father. I made it from where the other said that I never amount to anything, that I wouldn't be able to do it, that I'm nothing. I'm nobody. But, Father, you see something different. Hallelujah. I made it. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I made it. I made it. I made it. Tell yourself that all over this world this morning. Don't keep your mouth shut. Don't you dare slumber and sleep on the fact that you made it. You made it. You made it. You made it. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us on in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you this morning, Lord, to tell you thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, not petitioning you for anything, Father, but just thanking you, Lord, for being there, Father, when we needed you, Father. Being there, Father, when nobody else was there. Being there, Father, just to feel your presence, just to know, Lord Jesus. When I was down and sick, Father God, you were there, Father. When we were homeless and hungry, Father, you were there, Father. When we did not have a roof over our head, you was there, Father. For all those that are on this line this morning, Father, we say collectively, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for helping us make it through the storms, make it through the trials and tribulations, the fire, Father God, the waters that try to consume us, Father, the pits of life, Father God. We just thank you on this morning for being who you are and for us being who we are, Father, that strong power, Father, in you, Lord Jesus. As we go on this morning, Father God, I just ask you, Father, to allow me to decrease, Father, as you increase, Lord. And Father, if I have some help and you feel I need some help, let them come in, Father, with the Holy Ghost power, Father God. We just thank you for your new mercies this morning, Father God. A new beginning in life, Father God. What we didn't get right yesterday, Lord, we can strive to make a difference in our life on today, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. And we will and we shall not, Father God. We shall not leave you, and neither shall we forsake you. Glory to your name. We exalt thee, Father. We give you all the honor, all the praise, because you are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, saints. Did y'all hear the songwriter? The songwriter said, we made it. And then Hezekiah, I think that's what they said her name was. She came on and she said she was sick. She was on her bed, but he's the one. She made it. Y'all know who she's talking about, or do I need to say it out? I don't have a problem with saying who she's talking about. She's talking about our Father, who's art in heaven. She's talking about Elohim. She's talking about Jehovah Jireh. She's talking about the way maker, the lifter of her head. She's talking about the one, the only God, I am. She's talking about I am. And listen, I can give a testimony as to why she's able to say that, and so can you. And what I want to tell you, this, it ain't all about me. Sometimes you all got to sit and look in the mirror and remind your trials and tribulations came your way, and the naysayers saw you one way, and they continue to look at you that way. But what they don't know is that when they was looking at you in the past, that was the old you. That was Shanifa. But when they looking at you now, they still trying to keep you and keep looking through the same eyes. But they can, if they look a little harder, they'll see that it's the Holy Spirit now that's walking. So I have the ability to make it when I might have not even thought that I was going to make it myself. I'm telling you, this song has just touched my heart. Sometimes in life, we need a reminder. Sometimes we just get so complacent, or we get into a place where we feel we are entitled. But you have to let God know. Yes, God is all-knowing. He knows everything. He knows our heart. He knows our mind. He knows everything, because he is God all by himself. But sometimes you got to get to a place and you have to speak those things. You got to speak it and let him know, Father, I thank you. Some people say it's wasted words, but I'm going to tell you this. It's just giving him his glory, because he is worthy to be praised. It's just having a little me time with God, a little time where you just going before him and saying, Father, yes, let me remind you of this, Father God, but guess what? I made it. Let me remind you of this, Father God, when they sat and said that I wouldn't live, I made it. When they sat and told me my son, if he lived, he wouldn't be to the age, past the age of two. He's made it, 29 years old. When they sat and said, because you was incarcerated, you would never amount to anything. But look at me today. I'm not homeless. I'm not laying down on my bed of affliction. I'm not drowning in the dirty water. God is the person who pulled me out so I can say I made it. We have to get into that place where we just get downright, get just to the point where we let God know exactly, I'm thankful. I'm thankful, Lord. I'm thankful, Father. I'm thankful for what you have done. So we just going to keep, I'm thankful. And I want you all to be thankful. I want you to be excited for what God has done for you. Because if you're still lagging, if you're still in a place where you are just, no matter what your circumstances are, just know that you made it. If you look back over your life and see where you're at now, you've made it. And that the thing of it is, it does not end here. You must keep on keeping on. You must keep on pushing on. You must keep looking and running and to reap the rewards, which takes me to our scripture, our topic this morning. Throw off excess baggages. Throw off excess baggages. and we're coming out of, and for some, this is a rewind. Hallelujah. Look at that. For some, this is a rewind. If you've been on the line, you've heard it before. But see, one thing about God, God will add some things if you ask him. He will add and he will talk, because see, we're in a place right now where we're trying to run. We're still persevere. We're still showing people that we're great. We're still showing people, no matter what I got going on with me, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because I got my eyes focused on God. And the scripture that I'm using this morning is Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion, who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor. Then you won't become weary and give up. I'm sorry, I went into three. I'm sorry. The bottom line is I want to clear something up before we go. The great cloud of witnesses, we're not talking about our loved ones that's watching over us. I want to make sure that's watching over us in heaven. It's actually the saints that they're talking about in chapter 11, talking about the different things, Noah, Abraham, Enoch, Sarah. That's who they're talking about, the ones that can testify how faithful God was doing the different things that they had going on in their life, the different seasons that they had going on in life. That's who they're talking about, the great cloud, because I had to throw that out, because as we continue to go on, we know that sometimes tradition gets in our way, or we get into a place where we listen to what everybody else say, and we do not go back to the word of God and do our research or allow God to give you the Holy Spirit to give you the revelation of things. But I just needed to throw that out. What I want to do is this morning is that relay this scripture to a runner. When a runner is in a race, his focus is not on the stands. If you've been to a track meet, if you watch the Olympics, if you just paid attention to a runner, even you, when you might have been out in the streets and was running from something, you might have been looking around and looking back to see if that person was on your tail, but for the most part, you was looking forward to see which way I needed to go, which way I needed to go to duck off here, which way I needed to go. You're trying to get away from something. So your eyes is where? Your eyes is face forward. So we're not paying attention to the folks that surround us when we are running the race, when we are running to get to the place where we will be honored, where we be to the place where we're there where God has us. He has predestined us to be. But we're looking, our eyes is on the finish line. Your eyes should be on the finish line. As a believer, our life, a race. Everybody on here can attest to that. Our life is like a race. And as you run, it's important to keep your eyes fixed on who? Your eyes fixed on Jesus. Because he is the way maker. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And therefore, that is who you need to keep your eyes focused on. Not man. Not mama and them. Not wherever. You keep your eyes focused on Jesus. We have to learn, and it's a process. Understand this. Everything that we talk about, ABM is not asking you to get up and jump and this is what's going to happen today. What we're asking you to do is learn, receive, believe, and apply. And as you do these things, you will notice the changes that's coming into your life. You have to give God undivided attention. And one way in this process that you do that is meditating on his word, praying, praising, consecrating yourself, separate, set yourself aside, set some time aside and prioritize. God, make him number one in your life. We do run a race. Some of us run a rat race of life. Some of us, every chance you get, your phone may be ringing because you have to do this in your job situation. Thousands of things can be coming to you at one time, and you're running a rat race. Well, we're not talking about running a rat race now. We're talking about putting that rat race to the side, prioritizing, setting some time aside so you can keep your eyes on the sparrow, so you can have your undivided attention on who? The one and only living God. You have to also identify in my life, what are the things that holding me up or that's constantly causing a problem where I can't get to where I'm focused on God. You know, let me say this. It's Satan's job to steal, kill, and destroy. I want you all to believe this because it's a group of us dealing with this right now. When you put your focus on something and you know that this is your assignment, this is what you're supposed to do, do you understand that the diabolical forces will sit and come up against you even a little bit harder? Or even this, if you know that God, you are in his presence, you are in his will, and he has let you know that it is time for elevation. It is time for expansion. It is time for you to do this. It's time for you to grow. It's time for you to be enlarged. It's time for you to add to your business. It's time for you to get a new business. It's time for you to get a new home or a second home, whatever. It's time for a relocation. What do you think is going to happen? All type of distractions are going to come your way. Because see, one thing about Satan, he knows that God did not create us to be into a poverty mind state. He did not create us to be in a place where we don't have. He created us for his glory and for us to be successful, for us to be prosperous. Jeremiah 29:11 tells you exactly what God's plans are for us. It says they are plans of goodness. They are plans. I'm paraphrasing it here. But in order for you to get there, you have to remove the distraction. You have to be in, keep on moving no matter what. If God say this is what you need to be doing, that's what you need to be doing. Sometimes we have to get to a place in order to run the race to get to the finish first. We have to tell people, you got to just be completely honest and frank. I'm sorry. Right now, the things that you're talking about, the things that you're doing, it's a distraction to me. See, I'm on an assignment. And on this assignment, it's not an assignment that man gave me. It's an assignment that God gave me. And it's my first priority. And I don't have time to get into this conversation with you. I don't have time to go this place with you because at this point in time, it's a distraction. Right now, my eyes is focused on God, where God, the master planner, the person that designed, the architect that has created the plan, he is the one that created the plan for me, and I got to run this race. And then there are times when a runner is running a race that he may have a pulled muscle. Have you all ever just paid attention when the runners run the race? They come with little to nothing on. They come with these little lightweight pants. I've noticed that the people from Africa, when they run, they may even run shoes. They don't even have the shoes on anything that's going to weigh them down. They don't have it on. And then, like I said, you may be running a race and come up to a minor injury. What do you do about that minor injury? Do you just lay there and moan and groan? Or do you get some, that race for that day, that race for that day may be over. But do you continue to keep moving on? Or do you stop? Do you whine? Or do you seek some medical attention? It may be just a little scrape. Do you clean it up and put a Band-Aid on it and keep it moving because you're not distracted about the fall? Even if it's something that's going to keep you out a couple of weeks, do you just give up or do you get up and get eyesing that muscle? Or do you just lay down because you didn't finish that particular race? Life has many races in it. Life has many races. There are so many challenges, so many seasons that we have to go through. The question is today, what are you? Where are you in life? And what are you ready to take off so it does not, the weight does not hold you down? Some of us have material things as weight. Some of us have internal things. Let's talk about the internal things. You have unforgiveness. You have trust issues. You have fear. You have generational curses, strongholds. You have all type of different things. The question is, do you want to get to that finish line? What are you doing to help you get rid of that excessive baggage that's holding you down? What are you doing to get rid of everything, the weight that's on your shoulder that has you walking like a tortoise when you should be flying like an eagle? What are you doing on this day? I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm asking, what are you doing on this day in your life when you realize, but let's go back to the realization. It goes back to that mirror effect. Are you standing before the mirror and you're saying, God, I'm feeling a little heavy today. I'm feeling a little sluggish. My anger is taking over me, Father God. I'm fearing that this is going to happen this way, Father God. I'm feeling a little depressed today, Father God. I'm a little overwhelmed, Father God. My anxiety is just taking its toll on me. Are you in the mirror being honest and truthful to yourself? Looking at yourself in the mirror while you're talking to God and letting him know, calling them things. See, we as a people, we know what we're dealing with before anybody else does. We know what we're dealing with. The problem is, like I said, some people, they look over to the stands. They worry about what the spectators are going to say. They worry about what their neighbors are going to say. They're worrying about the people that knows their past that's going to bring their past back up. But I want to tell you this today. When you get into a place that you can focus, and I mean focus, I'm not talking about focus today and tomorrow you back on the same old, same old. I'm talking about focus where you make a conscious decision that I'm tired of running. See, you ever seen somebody, or I'm just doing an illustration and I'm literally doing it, where you just running, you moving your hands. If you look at people that's running, they're moving their hands, going, the hands are going up and back, because that's what keeps their legs going. If you're a track runner, you understand what I'm saying. If you're a track runner, you will know that when you are being seasoned and trained for track, they teach you how to move your hands, because your hands is what put everything in cadence. Your hands is what keeps you moving. And when you put them hands down, you will notice that the person may get a little bit slower. You know why? They've gotten tired. They've gotten to a place where they say, okay, I'm just tired. But I'm telling you on today, you have to keep those hands moving. You got to keep them moving, and you got to keep looking forward. You got to keep on keeping on. Keep pushing through no matter what. The naysayers can't get you to where God wants you to be. So that's the number one thing that you need to take off of your back. Worrying about people, worrying about what they're saying about you, worrying about what they're thinking about you. When they say when they say no, you can't do it, you can't. I'm knocking around, and he says, yes, I made you. I made you to be wonderful. I knew exactly who you were. I am the creator. They just another person that I put there. We have to stop letting people validate who we are. The only person that you need to validate yourself to is God all by himself. We don't have to be into a place where we have to keep going to the next person. Am I doing this right? Or you're doing everything that you're doing for that, for the man or the woman, the child, the husband, the wife, or whoever it is, and then you take your focus off of God. Yeah, they're there to help you. They're there to be your helpmate. But I want to tell you this. Only you yourself can get yourself to the finish line. Then you have those that have trust issues. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, they got to come back and ask you 10,000 things or whatever. Wherever. And y'all know I am just so transparent. My mother, I just had a conversation with her. I said, Mom, we got to pray about this. We have to pray about you questioning every single thing. Now, I'm not telling you not to know what's going on, but when the word has been spoken or when the person has told you and their actions is lining up, you have to be into a place to trust them. See, that's when that doubt and fear, if you are constantly in a place or you're possessing the spirits of doubt and fear, it's going to hinder you moving on to be in a place of trusting. And, of course, your actions have to line up. And so that's another thing, the fear and the doubt. You need to let that go. Because if you constantly, if you cannot trust anybody, how can you, you've never seen? How can you sit and say, God did this for me, but you've never seen him, so how can you trust him? How do you even believe and even know that God did it for you when you have trust issues? In order for you to understand what God is doing and how they're doing, how he's doing it, you have to have a level of trust. And as we have learned, that's not something that comes overnight. That's something, just as God trusts you, you have to be in a place to trust him. So not trusting, that's another thing that you can throw off this, off of your table. Being anxious for different things. Listen, no matter how anxious you get about something, understand everything is done under God's timing. Everything. This is why it's important for you to moving your hands, keep running no matter what comes up against you. Yes, you may sign, but we also know that there are going to be some obstacles in life. That's when that faith and that trust coupled together come into place. Yes, I have this situation going on, but what God has promised me is right before me. So I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to keep going on. I'm not going to give up. And we so often give up on situations, especially if we trip. If we trip, we'll give up and say, oh, that wasn't meant for me. How many of you on this line, God then told you or showed you, you may have received a prophecy, you may have received anything. Let's just talk about eternal life. Let's talk about salvation. How many of you know, and because you done read the scriptures, and you know, that if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you repent that you can have eternal life. How many of you know that are going to sin? I'm being transparent. You are going to sin. And sometimes you may commit sins that you don't even realize that you're committing. Because you are a sinner and because that's what people constantly remind you of, are you just going to lay down? Or are you going to get up because you know what God has said? You know that what's there at the end of the line. You just need to take some things off. You need to encourage yourself. Let's remove discouragement. And how do we remove discouragement? We prophesy over ourselves. We encourage ourselves. A lot of us look for people to encourage us. How do you know what they're saying? They might just be saying it at that point in time and not truly believe it. But if you're talking to yourself, people, I want to let you know, it's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to speak life into your situation. It's okay to, when you get to the anymore, you say, give up, Nita. It's okay. Get yourself up. It's all right. You failed this time, but you keep on keeping on. Keep them hands moving. Keep those feet moving, because today is not the end of the day. You still have, there's still hope for tomorrow. There's still hope for tomorrow. And I'm going to say that again, because this is what's in my spirit. There is still hope for tomorrow. When we make mistakes, we're going to make mistakes. There's not a perfect human walking on this earth. And I want to say that again. The question is, when you make the mistake, do you allow it to continue to stay on your back? Or do you get to a place and say, you identify it. I done made this mistake too many times, and it just has me running in place. I'm just moving my arms, but my feet are not moving because it's so heavy on me. It's just grandfathered into me, so I just cannot shake it. I cannot shake it. I identify it, but it's just a habit that I have, a habit that I'm comfortable with, a habit that has made me stay up with the Joneses, a habit that just makes me look large and in charge. A habit that makes me shine when I go into a room. All eyes are on me. So I just can't let it go. I'm here to tell you, you can let it go. Because, again, it's just a distraction. It's a distraction that's keeping you from getting to the prize. It's a distraction that's keeping you from running your race. As I previously stated, in order for you to win the race, you have to allow, get all of those old things, all of them ugly knowing sins, all of them ugly knowing habits, all of the talks around you that's in your ears that's sitting and keeping you into a place because why? They jealous. Let's get jealousy out of there. Let's move jealousy out of there. You would be surprised of how many people can sit and see what God is doing in your life. And they become jealous. You will know who they are because every time they call you, they got a negative report. Instead of sitting and saying, you know what, God did a great job in your life. I don't want anybody to praise me. God did a great job in your life with that situation. Oh, God moved you. Oh, God, God, man said one thing. Girl, how can you? This is a true conversation now. Girl, how can you sit and say that God healed you and you always have asthma? Every time I talk to you, some days your voice okay and the next day your voice is raspy. How can you sit and say God has healed you? How can I say that God has healed me? You don't know my story. And in my mental, in my spiritual mind, he has healed me. Because why? I'm running in death. I'm still going to keep running. I'm like them Hebrew boys. My faith is immovable at this point in time. Why? Because I tripped. I fell. I went over hurdles and didn't make it. I went over hurdles and busted everything up. But this is the thing. I may have laid down for a minute or two, but when you know who God is, when you know that you have the abilities and the capabilities to continue to move on, you keep going because you're tired again of running in the same place. You're not moving. You're just going through the motions. You are just constantly moving your hands right up and down, up and down, up and down, but you're not getting anywhere. Jealousy is one of the worst things that we as a people hold on to and not let go. It's no reason for a person to be jealous of anybody, because what God do for them, he can do for you. Maybe you, unless you jealous about, they have decided to let things or take things off of them and move forward or go on, and you haven't gotten to that place yet. It's no need to be jealous. Put the work in. What's the work? Get your faith in order. Put your faith in a place where nobody cannot move it. Put your as Abraham, as Noah. Noah. The people was laughing at Noah when Noah was building the ark. Do you think Noah, it made a difference? Noah kept his eyes on his assignment. Noah kept his eyes on God. It didn't matter what the naysayers said. It didn't matter how people thought that he might have been crazy. That's where I'm at on today. I can raise my hand to be a Noah on today, although I cannot physically be him, but I can have the mental status that he has. I can have the courageousness that he has. I can continue to be bold in my assignment that God has placed before me. I can know that I'm not just running in the same place. Have you sat back? Again, I'm going to ask that God has brought you forth, and only he has brought you. He used people and places and things to bring you to certain places. The question is, are you relaxed in that place? Or are you ready to keep moving on, keep pushing on, keep going to the places where God has already predestined you to be? Discouragement is a major thing. Anxiety, getting so anxious, getting to the place. Everything is done in God's timing. And I want you all to know what has happened before it can happen again. The same thing, the same miracles, the same healings, the same signs and wonders that God has done before, he can do it again. What we need to do is we need to make ourselves, we have to be into a place where we ask God, am I capable? Do you deem me worthy? What is it that I need to fix? What am I still holding on, Father? Because sometimes I can't see it even when I'm looking in the mirror. Sometimes I still can't see what I got going on because it's just so rooted deep down in there. It's something I've been doing for 40 plus years, Father. It's a habit. It's a norm. Sometimes you got to come out the norm. Get rid of the norm. And this is what you need to replace the norm with, an expectation. Expectation that something different is going to take place. If you are expecting something every single day in your life, to me, it's a lightweight. It's like a feather. It's just floating up in the air. I could just sit and just look at it all around and I'm just looking. I'm looking afar. I'm looking everywhere because I know that God has something for me. And I know that God has already planned my destiny. So I need to just continue to move on. Those that do not have faith, I just want to ask this question. When you sit down in a chair, do every time you sit in that chair, you look behind you to see if that chair is there, or do you just sit in the chair? Very seldomly do I look behind me to see if that chair is there. It's like I have a knowing that it's there, so I'm just going to sit there. And there has been times that I may have been wrong and almost fell. It didn't stop me from continuing to sit in that chair. And that's how my faith looks. I can't sit and worry about where I'm going to sit. I cannot sit. It's just the knowing. When you get into a place where you are in a personal relationship, and this is a part of our teaching, when you get into that knowing who God is, then you don't have to worry about all of those things. You don't have to take that. That's another thing. Get rid of the not believing, the not having faith. Get rid of that and pick up the faith. See, we are going to carry some baggage. It's just not going to be excessive. We'll carry the baggage that's going to get us from point A to point B. Love, faith, trust, believing, standing, knowing, wisdom, discernment. And I'm more than sure that you all can add some things onto it. But what we need to get rid of is the excess, the things that's holding you down, the things that's keeping you in a place where you don't believe, the things that's keeping you in a place that keeps you where you cannot receive, and not receive to the point that you can apply different things in your life. You need to be like that runner. As you are moving and you're going and you come and you receive the revelation as you are running, if you paid attention, you've seen some of them just start taking things off. As you're running and you keep moving your hands and that revelation comes, you don't have any trust. You throw that trust off of you and you keep on running. I got to go. Oh, I'm tired. You tired? Let me take that tiredness off of me. Let me replace it with endurance. I got to go. When at the time, I have no patience. I'm tired of running this same race. It's not getting me nowhere. You don't have no patience. Let's take that off. Let me put in your heart that you got to keep on keeping on for God. I'm here to tell you, saints, ain't nobody on this earth and nobody as folks would sit and say in hell that's going to make you change your mind. It's a mind over matter. But that mind got to be focused on God. That matter got to be focused on God as well. You need to couple it together. You need to understand that my assignment in life is to keep on keeping on so I can get to the prize, so I can get to where God wants me to be seated at, so I can reap the rewards. And as you're reaping the rewards, you're reminded that every step, every hurdle that you have gotten over, you can sit and say, put a I made it marker there. Have some markers in your hand. When you get over one hurdle, because see, a lot of us run around the same old track all over again. We too scared to run, come out of the comfort zone and run down the street or run a marathon in some places that we have never been, because we have a lack of trust, because we don't even believe in ourselves. So we get scared, so we have to stay into the same place. And this is why you feel like that you're running, but you're not going anywhere, because you're seeing the same old things over and over and over. And this is the sad part about it. You're not trying to do anything about it. You've gotten to the place where this is just my life. This is my life. This is who I'm going to be, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm here to beg the difference. I'm telling you on today, I decree and declare on today, the word of God say when you decree a thing, it's established. I decree and declare today that you get into the mirror and you start identifying the things and ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Don't try to do it on your own, because when you try to do it on your own, you're going to miss the mark. Ask the Holy Spirit, Father, I'm looking in this mirror, and I got so many, the baggage, my weight is just overbearing. My weight is overbearing. It's causing me not to have faith, Father. It's causing me not to trust you, Lord. It's causing me not to believe you, and not even that, trust myself, believe in myself. It's causing me, Father God, to keep same hurdle. No matter how many times I practice and I go over this hurdle, every time I get upon this hurdle, when I'm in a race, Father God, I stumble over this hurdle. And you asking yourself, why are you stumbling over that same hurdle? Because you got the fear in there. You've not released the fear. You've not released the doubt that I can and say that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have not released those different things. Ask God on today to show me. And if he does not show you today, have a spirit of expectation that I may not be ready to be shown. But Father, show me all of the things. It's a process. It's a process. And trust the Holy Spirit to be your guide. We don't want to leave. Nobody wants to leave nobody behind. But sometimes you got to get to the place where you say enough is enough. You are a distraction. I can no longer go this way. I can no longer do this. I can no longer speak like this. I can no longer stay in this place of unbelief. I got to keep my eyes on the Lord and identify. That's the most major thing, identifying. identifying what your circumstances is, identifying where God may have me in this season or in general. And once you can identify it, you can make you a bucket list and start sitting and saying, okay, well, this is where I'm at. And in order for me to get to B, I got to release this. In order for me to get to C, I got to release two or three more things. And this is the thing, being truthful. Being truthful about the things that's hindering your soul, in your belly, your spirit. Being truthful and not ashamed to admit that these things are hindering me. And the truth will honestly set you free. The truth is what's going to help you. That's going to push you to get to that finish line. We get, like I said before, we get to the place where we don't like to be naked and unashamed or even shamed. But I'm going to tell you this. It's times that I have been shamed. Shamed to the point that I had my face lowered to the ground. I said that I couldn't make it. I'm ready to go, Father. I can't believe I got to go through this. But I'm going to tell you this. As God starts showing me, showing me who I was, showing me, yes, I got thousand good things, but you may have 99 bad things. When you make a conscious decision that you are ready to see the things in life that's holding you down, the excessive baggage, and you're ready to move forward, you need to make a confession to the Lord. I'm ready to move forward. Yes, I have this. And start calling those things out. But replace them with the things that of God, the things that God is going to give you. Replace them in the name of Jesus. Change your attitude. Change your thinking. Change your heart and heart. Change being in a place where you just constantly give up. Change being a coward and replace it with boldness. Change with the fact that you have no faith and put everything into what you truly believe. If you open your eyes, you know that God is God all by himself. Just look at the creation. Ask yourself, did man create the heavens when you was on your bed of affliction? Did man raise you? He may have given you the medicine, but when the doctors gave up on you, was it them that came and brought you back to life, or was it the fact that you trusted in the Lord? Ask yourself. It's just about clearly asking yourself. And then when you look at those that have trials and tribulations, and you ask yourself, how are they keep moving? Because they've gotten rid of their excessive baggage. They've gotten to a place that they realize that they can do nothing without God. They've gotten to a place where they're saying, I'm tired and sick and tired of being in the same place. They've gotten to a place where I was tired of walking miles from church in raggedy shoes, and now this is who I am because I trusted in God. I wouldn't give up no matter what. I don't care what the distractions took place. They came to a place when I was on my bed of affliction, and man might have gave up. I continued to keep moving on. I continued to call on the name of Jesus. I continued to be focused in my situation and not allow my circumstances to control me, but I control the situation by calling on God, by letting him know you are my healer, you are my deliverer, you are the person that can take me out of this situation. And Father, right now I'm bound. I'm in a place right now where I just can't get loose. I cannot shake myself. So I'm crying out for help, and I'm saying, help, Lord. Help me get these things off of me, Father God, because I have to be a lightweight. I got to keep moving. I know that my next area of my situation, my life, a bigger storm is going to come. But Father, I got to keep pressing through. I got to keep my arms moving. I got to keep moving forward. And this is where we need to be. But the main thing about it, know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that God created you for his glory, for you to be great. know that God created us, and knowing we are going to go through some different things. We know Jesus bears his cross every day. What makes you any different? Can win the race. Know that you can keep going forward. On today, even tonight, because some of us are in a different time zone, write you a list of the different things that's holding you back from getting, that's altering your faith, that's making you waver, that's making you feel like sometimes God just don't love you, that's getting you into a place where I can't just trust nobody, not even myself. Identify those things. Take them off. Throw them off. Literally go through the process. Throw it off. Throw it off. Let it be an action. Throw it off and keep it moving and get to the prize. I pray that today that this was not something that fell on, you know, and people didn't hear it. I can only speak to you all about things that God has taken me through in my life. And one thing I want to sit and tell you this, being transparent is the best thing. They will have something to say about it. When you get to the place, it does not matter what they have to say, then you'll keep moving on. You get a whole bit, all that lightness, you get a whole much better light. Your weight, your load gets much lighter, and you can keep on keeping on. But if you in that place where people can stay in your ears and keep you in a place where they're going to hinder you and you're just running and not getting any place, you got a lot of work to do. Let go. Let God, and let's win this race in Jesus' name. We will see you all back tomorrow morning or Wednesday. Just go out today. Tell somebody, God did it. He did it. He's done it for me. It was God who did it. Let them know I'm keeping on, keeping on. I'm keeping on moving on. Yeah, they said I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't amount to anything, but this is who you see on today. Go out. Be free. Be free. And let God just help you take away the things that's holding you down. ADM loves you, but God loves you most. You all have a beautiful day in the Lord. And remember, God did it. God did it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Have a great day.